Daniel, Skagelrix, the map you've been following has led you to a cave, just as it said it would. And upon entering the cave, you see in the back a goblin hunched over a chest, banging on it and cursing as he tries frantically to open the chest. You see nearby that there's a hole where he's dug the chest up, so apparently he's followed a map similar to the one that you carry. He has not taken notice of you, so intent is he on opening this chest. And he keeps screaming, "Oh, my key, if only I had my key!" What do you do?
Do we have the key?
No.
Huh.
I'll tell you, like, if there's bits like that, yeah.
Rick's a thief, you can pick it! Or Skaggle Rick's a thief, you can pick it.
Yeah, I think I might want to go up there and... Well, does this goblin look friendly?
On closer inspection, he's a scrawny little creature. He doesn't look like he'd be much of a threat. You could probably, even with your crappy armor class, you could probably beat him, Skagelrix.
I say I muscle my way up to that chest, and I decide to try picking it.
Okay. As you approach...
Thanks for doing the digging, Gobbo.
Do you make that boast as Skagelrix approaches, Daniel?
No.
Okay.
I do now, though.
Okay, so you make the boast, "Thanks for doing the digging, Gobbo," as you approach the chest. The creature, startled, leaps up to its feet, whirls around on you.
No, stay back, stay back. This chest is mine. I got here first. Who are you? What do you want?
I want to help open this chest.
Help, but the treasure's mine. Even if you were to help, it's my treasure. You can't have it. I follow the map. It's mine.
Last I checked, it was 2-1. I think it's a 3-way split, Gobbo.
Oh, no, there's no need for violence, good sir. Strong, strong sirs. Please, please, let's talk. I can share the treasure with you if you help me open the chest. Yes, yes, let's share.
So it shall be done. Move away, Stinko.
Oh, you mean to pick the lock?
Sure.
Oh, you can try, but I suspect you won't be successful. Okay, go ahead.
And then he stands back, looking nervously between the two of you as he lets you approach the chest.
Check for traps!
You gonna check for some traps for me?
You're the rogue. Oh,
you wanna check for traps? Go ahead. Do a skill check on that.
Aw, man.
Nice. Did I pass?
Yeah, you did in fact pass the skill check, and there's something really odd about this chest. It has no discernible keyhole or no locking mechanism. It's just like a chest that's completely solid with no... It doesn't even look like it has a crease in it. It looks like a chest, but it doesn't look like there's any way to open it or any lid to it.
How sturdy does it look?
It just looks like a plain wooden chest, to be honest.
Well, I'm going to scratch my head in confusion, turn to my buddy Daniel, and ask for some help.
Do I have anything heavy to hit it with? Besides a goblin?
There are a few small rocks strewn about the floor of the cave, but nothing that looks like it would be enough to smash open this sturdily built chest.
Wield your weapons, sir!
Why don't we ask the goblin what key he was looking for?
Okay, you can ask him, but you have to do it in character.
I was hoping Rick would do it for me.
Because I have a cold, I can't do a good voice.
Because I'm me, I can't do a good voice. Yon goblin, what key speakest thou of?
I'm glad you asked, my burly friend. I hope you didn't think to setting upon the chest with your sword. That would avail you not, as would your rogue friend's thievery skills. You see, this is a magical chest and can only be opened with a magical key, which I was the owner of until recently.
Pray tell, young weakling, what separated you from this magical key?
So you want a tale from me, do you? Well, I'll tell you a tale, but first tell me yours. You claim you can help me, and maybe you can, but I want to know what kind of adventurers you are first. What have you been up to before coming here to my cave to share in my treasure? I, Weekly, the Geekly Goblin, demand answers. You must tell me.
Oh dear, I need a shot.
As GM, I don't insist that you speak in old-timey voice, but I do insist that you speak as your character would. Although old-timey voice will get you extra experience points at the end of the adventure.
Well, fair goblin, in my sickness, I managed to still work my thievery skills. As I saw an alien approach, I boarded its vessel and happened upon a magical gaming device. It had the shape of an R2-D2 unit, and it bleeped and blooped as I put shiny metal discs into it and played games on a flashy and bright screen. Games that showed mystical worlds of magic, of Walt, and other Disney things. My gameplay was infinite in this world, and I also looked to other worlds. Lands, actually. Skylands. These games, as they are called, helped me through my time of sickness. And in my feeling better, I have been led to you, Sir Goblin, to help you unlock this chest. Does F my story helpeth you? Do it sufficeth.
An R2 unit, you say? I once adventured with an R2 unit. He was a great companion until he was eaten by a rust monster. Oh, how I miss him. R2-D2, sir, he was called. Oh, what a friend. Yes, that's an interesting enough story. Now, what about your burly oaf of a companion here? What have you been up to, sir?
I have been practicing alchemy skills with dangerous chemicals and tiny whittlings I bought from a friendly elf to practice war tactics upon tables with.
At that, the goblin begins to laugh.
You mean you paint miniature figurines? What a dork.
And I ventured into another town to purchase 32-page scrolls of adventures from another world.
Adventures, scrolls, painting of figurines. Hey, can you give me some priming tips after this? I'm a little rusty on my skills. Oh.
The goblin grudgingly admits that he is also a figurine painter and a big dork.
And has stolen Skagelrix's actual voice, just so everybody knows.
Oh, sorry about that. Oh, is that actually Skagelrix's voice from World of Warcraft?
Pretty much.
Cool. Huh. Well, if Blizzard's listening and they want to hire a GM, I'm your man. I can do one voice, maybe two. The goblin seems impressed with your tales and ponders for a moment and then launches into his own.
Interesting that you should mention alchemy, because that has a lot to do with how I came by my magical key. You see, I was seeking this treasure for a long time and found it, only to discover, as you have, that it can't be opened through conventional means. I was lost to despair, wandering around cursing my luck, when I happened upon an alchemist shop. Well, I thought I'd go in and see if the alchemist could brew me up some sort of a chest-melting potion or some such. It turned out I found him in dire need of help, just as you found me. You see, he had a magical table on which he stored all of his potions and reagents and the tools of his trade. And this table had a magical property. If you were to spin it one way, it would reveal more empty tables so that you could store more and more and more things on it. But if you were to spin it the other, the things that you would store would be revealed to you again. So it's sort of like a platter of infinite holding, I guess I would call it. Yes, that's quite a name, actually. Well, it turned out that this poor alchemist was having trouble with the table. It wasn't spinning quite as well as it used to, and he asked me for help. So I was happy to help. You see, my father was actually a carpenter, so I helped him fashion a closet. Yes, a solid closet instead of a spinning table, into which he could place all of his potions and reagents and such and so. And he laid a few spells on it, and next thing you knew, he had a solid closet that worked just as well as this spinning table. And whenever he wanted to put something away, a drawer would present itself and there he'd put it, and when he went back to retrieve it, there it would be again. Wonderful, isn't it? I can tell you're not impressed. On with my story. That's how I came by my magical key. He enchanted a key for me such that it would open any lock, even a lock that wasn't there. The trouble is, no sooner had I set out than I was way late on the road and my key stolen.
Who stole your key?
Well, I'm glad you asked, and this is where you come into my adventure, brave sirs. A servant of the evil Ganzamancer named the Mad Bowman stole it. Oh, what he could want with my key, I couldn't even know. He wanted to know where my treasure was, and of course I refused to tell him, and I just scampered off into the woods before he could loose an arrow at me. But he got away with my key. If he should find this treasure chest before we're able to get it open, he'll have a means to open it. What's worse, if he finds some other lock he has a mind to open, that key can only be used one time. The alchemist said something about it being... non-renewable, or poofs on use, or no rent. I don't remember exactly what it was, but we've got to get it back from him. The Mad Bowman must return my key.
Where'd you leave the Mad Bowman?
Well, for starters, you go back the way you came, and then you make a left at the fork in the road, and then... You want to know where to find the Mad Bowman?
Sure do.
Then you'll help me?
Huzzah!
Very well. To reach the Mad Bowman's lair deep in the forest, turn around, go back to the main road, make a right. At that point, you'll be seeking out the Trenchfoot Wash, as it's called. Make a left there. Then I think you'll be heading west, maybe north. At some point you'll pass...
After following the convoluted directions given to you by the goblin, you find yourself at a clearing in the forest in which there is a wooden fort flying the flag of a bow and arrow. You assume that this is in fact the Mad Bowman's lair. The fort is completely surrounded by a wooden wall and locked. The gate is shut and locked, and you see some guardsmen walking up along the ramparts, and it doesn't look like you're going to be able to just waltz into this place.
Is it dark out yet?
It's around dusk. The sun will be setting soon.
Let's survey the perimeter while we wait for dark.
Okay, so you pick your way among the trees around the clearing, and you get an idea of what the layout of this fort is. There's obviously the high wall that surrounds it, and then there's an inner keep with kind of a high tower above that. And there apparently is a walkway around the inside where the guards patrol. And the only thing that you notice that might provide another entrance, apart from the big main gate, which doesn't look like it would be very lockpick friendly, is a small entrance to what looks like a cellar out on the side, but it's also locked. It appears to have a lock on it. So if you were going to try to pick a lock, that might be what you try to pick. Hmm.
What's the guard coverage look like back there?
Shockingly, for all of the security precautions the Mad Bowman seems to have taken, he doesn't have any guards posted on this cellar entrance.
I wonder if I should roll some type of perception check or... guess luck check to see if I should unlock now or wait till dark.
I agree. Go ahead and make that check. Okay, your instincts tell you that you should wait until dark.
We wait until dark.
So say we all.
Okay, you guys can't, you can't just fast forward through, like, my adventure, like, waiting until dark or waiting until dragons die and, like, yeah, sure, you can just wait and stuff. Just kidding. That's fine. I should have just
that
made
dragon
it dark.
Dragon will die of old age before we ever kill him.
I should have just made it dark when you approached the fort.
Is Gabo with us?
No, Gabo stayed behind in the cave. I should have mentioned that. He gave you directions and neglected to come with you.
Okay, so he's guarding the...
He's guarding the chest, yeah, with his mighty, like, 90-pound 1d4 hit point. Ass.
Apparently these maps were mass-produced, so that might be a good thing.
Yeah, something you might want to take up with the map maker when you get back into town. So you wait for the sun to set, and it's a nice dark night, so you want to approach that cellar and try to open it?
After we've finished our back rubs and thumb wrestling, we decide to approach the back door lock.
All right, you approach the back door lock, and it basically, if you've ever seen... kind of a cellar door entrance on the side of the house, that's all it seems to be, just like a piece of like a wood door that closes down on what you can only guess is a stairwell or a staircase leading down into the basement of the fort.
We're talking Kansas storm shelter here.
We're talking ye old Kansas storm shelter with a great big key lock on it.
All right, I think I can take care of this lock. The moonlight is sufficient, the wind is balmy, I'm comfortable, no sweat, no fear. Going in.
Okay, so you approach the lock cautiously and decide to try your hand at picking it.
Yeah, I actually want to double check around for some traps, just in case.
Okay, so let's try for detecting traps first. No traps detected.
No traps. So, I lay out my lockpick kit. I intertwine my fingers, stretch and crack knuckles thusly, and have at it.
All right, let's do a skill check on lockpicking. Success. The lock springs open, and it just basically falls to the ground.
Now, since I'm just a small little sneaky thing, I don't really feel comfortable venturing forth into the darkness. So I look to my pal and say, Daniel, please lead the way.
I'll take it. Is it dark in there, or is it lit?
Well, right now the lock has come off and the door's still closed. You want to open the door?
Oh, yeah, we should do that.
All right. The door opens fairly easily, although with a little more creaking than you might like. And you can see below, the staircase is somewhat dark, but you can see where once it opens into the basement, there's some torchlight down there.
All right. Safe fall?
This should just be a... You can see the stairs clearly. There's no danger of falling.
Oh, okay. Down we go.
Could not agree more, says a voice from behind you, which is not the same voice as the goblin, no matter how much it might sound that way.
Who in the what the...
You whirl around to see standing behind you a tall man in leather armor, adorned from head to toe in bows, carrying a large bow and a quiver of arrows, with two of his sneering henchmen on either side, also similarly adorned, minus the bows, which seem to be his trademark.
This can't possibly be the bowman.
Let's roll to see if it is.
Do you want to roll, or do you want to converse with the bowman as you think he is?
We'll converse. You first. Gotcha.
Oh, okay. Pray tell, good sirs. What business do you have in my cellar?
I'm just trying to get shelter from the rain, sir.
It's dark out, I'm scared.
Keep that likely story in your quiver for a rainy night. But as I look up, I see all the stars in the sky and still don't have a reason from you why you're trying to get into my cellar.
Candy Graham.
Let fly with one more falsehood from that quiver of yours, and I'll have your head off. Now, why are you here?
Neighborhood bully watch. We heard you stole from a weekly goblin.
Weekly? That sniveling little wretch? Whatever could I have stolen from him that was of any consequence? He doesn't have anything.
He says it was a key.
A key. At that point, he laughs and produces a key ring. As you can see, I have many keys. Are you implying that one of them belongs to that sniveling little wretch of a goblin?
So the story was told.
Well, I do recall taking a key off his person, such as it is. But why should I give it to you? I assume you're here to take it from me. Do you mean to take it by force?
We'd actually just like to get it back to him, because if he can't get back into his humble abode, he'll be stuck with us.
Humble abode? That creature has no abode. He claimed he had a map to some long-lost treasure, and he planned to use the key for that. But he was trespassing on my master, the Ganza Master's grounds, so I had no choice but to shake him down for whatever meager possessions he might have had.
So that's a no on the key, huh?
That said, if you think I'm going to give over what small loot I was able to take from him, you're more mad than people think I am.
Force if necessary.
Would you be interested in a trade for the key?
Look like a plain key to me. I have no use for keys. I just threw it on my keyring with the rest. What have you got to offer?
Well, I'm a master lockpicker. You got any stuck locks you need fixed?
As a matter of fact, I was having some trouble with the cellar lock sticking, but you seem to have taken care of that for me.
Get be paid!
I was being sarcastic.
That's all I got.
I can't make bows. I don't make armor.
Rather than ask what we can offer, what is it that Sir needs?
Well, you could run an errand for me, or I could feather the two of you with my arrows. Your choice.
Errand it is.
But you haven't even asked me what sort of errand it is.
It's better than being feathered.
Too true, too true. May I have the pleasure of your names?
I am Skaggle the Rix.
I am Daniel the Smith.
Smith, a common enough name, to be sure. My name is Bill the Bowman, who people call the Mad Bowman because of my temper. I enjoy archery and wearing bows, as you can see, hence my name. But my temper isn't really all that bad once you get to know me. I really only take exception to people, I don't know, breaking into my keep and that sort of thing. But as I promised you, safe passage if you agree to do an errand for me, I guess it's time for me to lay out the task I have in mind for you. Ah, I have just the thing in mind. My master, the Ganzomancer, is always having me seek after certain beasts which infest his forest. If you were to venture into that forest, kill, say, 15 of them, and bring me their hides and snouts, then I would probably be able to part with this key. Therefore, be gone! The mother razor boar rounds on you in a fury, incensed that you would dare to kill her piglets. The evidence of your crime is all around you, with skinned and de-snouted piglet corpses laying everywhere. One wonders what sort of bestial men would murder innocent baby animals like this in exchange for a key. But there's no time to wonder, as the mother pig charges you. Okay, we need to roll for initiative. Luckily, you pass the initiative check and you'll get the first attack on the piglet. I mean, the pig mother. Sorry. My mistake. The ferocious pig lets out a squeal of pain as she falls to her side, dead among all her slain young. You gather up the last few skins and snouts and are prepared to make your way back to the Mad Bowman. Anything else you guys want to do while you're out here in the forest?
Maybe grab some meat to save for later, just in case.
Good thinking. You want to harvest some pork chops while you're here?
Yep.
Okay.
And some razorback whiskers, because that's what I use to pick locks with. Phenomenal.
Is that so? Are they a nice lock picking implement?
They are. They work. Metal tools, stone tools, they tend to wear down, and these give me that feather touch edge that I need to pick the finest of locks.
Brilliant. Okay, so you gather all the necessary fetch quest items as well as
pork chops and whiskers.
Pork chops and whiskers and head back to the Mad Bowman. Now, I want you to know that this is an example of fetch questing that you will not encounter in any of my real world campaigns. I just wanted to underscore the pointlessness of fetch questing in MMORPGs through this little diversion. Anyway, back to the main storyline. You return to the Mad Bowman's fort, where he and his guards are waiting for you. Piglet snouts and hides in hand. He laughs as you approach. I really can't believe you went into the forest killing a bunch of baby pigs. Why are you so mauled? What happened to you out there?
Mommy objected to our slaughter.
As well she should. You killed babies. For this, a key? At that point, he produces a single key from the key ring. I'm starting to wonder, why would you go to such trouble for a mundane key like this?
I really like that goblin for some reason.
And I really don't like him, and I don't want to get stuck with him.
Stuck with him? Who would want a creature like that hanging around? Tell me, why did he want this key?
Because of the fabled treasure chest on his map.
Oh, you're going to go there? I was just going to tell him that it was because he was locked out of his house still.
I thought this guy knew about the map.
Well, he remembers him mumble. If you recall, he remembered him mumbling something about a treasure.
Yeah, I was trying to divert him.
So what do you guys want to say?
Try your subterfuge.
Okay. Well, like we said before, he's locked out of his humble abode, and I don't want him tailing around with us for the rest of our lives.
Do a check on, I don't know, lying and or subterfuge.
BS check.
Yes. With those paltry rolls, you can't hope to outsmart the Mad Bowman. Do you expect me to believe that story? He wants some sort of treasure. Tell me, has he given you any idea as to what the treasure might be?
Shoot us an X on a map.
So in exchange for an unknown treasure, you came to face me, killed a bunch of pigs, and now risk your life coming back here to treat with me again. You are not the brightest adventurers in the guild hall, I would say.
X on a map! X on a map!
Well, I have a mind to keep this key for myself and go pay my little goblin friend a visit and take from him whatever treasure he might have. Do you have any other stories for me before I lock you in my cellar and go claim the treasure for myself?
We came in peace. We intend to leave in peace.
They'll leave in pieces, says one of his slack-jawed henchmen. Oh, shut up, Garf. The bad bowman rolls his eyes and is clearly disinterested in the witticisms of his slope-browed companions. As your GM, could I take a look at your character sheets again? I see here that Daniel is actually a fairly well-armed and armored fighter. And Skagelrix, you must have some skill with a dagger. Is there any reason you're letting this bowman and his goons boss you around?
Oh, I claimed I am not, that we came in peace and I intend to leave in peace.
Oh, wow.
That was a less than idle threat.
So you mean to say that you're not above attacking the mad bowman and his henchmen?
Oh, not at all. I'm just letting him know that we will be leaving.
Oh, that was your intention.
Yes.
I see. Jesus, the GM, I totally misread that.
It was
a veiled threat.
Yeah, I was posturing, I guess.
So, okay, go ahead and restate that then. I didn't know that was your intention. Go ahead. Say it so he'll get the point. He's a little dense.
Well, sir, we came in peace, and we will be leaving in peace.
Not again, Garf. I think they mean to threaten me. Are you implying that if I don't let you leave, you'll make me let you leave?
You're not as dumb as you look, big guy.
Well, I never! He gestures for his goon, Garf, and his brother, Dorf, to set aside their bows and close with you in melee combat for reasons that I can only chalk up to convenience, since you guys aren't very good ranged fighters.
Well, as I run frantically forward, swinging my dagger wildly through the air, I run between the main bowman's legs, jump up on his back, grab the bow from his hair, tie it around his eyes, and he is now blindfolded.
Such feats of acrobatics and dexterity are about 3 or 4 rolls removed from where we are right now. So let's set about rolling for initiative and then see what you can do about tying one goon's body parts to another.
Just letting you know.
Commence with the rolling. All right, let's start with initiative. As the second of the bowman's goons drops to the ground, the bowman draws his bow. Stay back. Don't come any closer. You've proven your mettle and your skill with sword and dagger, but I doubt either of you can dodge a well-aimed shot from my bow. They don't just call me the Mad Bowman because of my fashion sense and the fact that I'm absolutely mad about bows of every type. I'm actually quite the shot, and all it will take is a call over my shoulder for more of my guards to come forth from the cellar. You've proven your bravery, but you still haven't proven to me why I should part with my key.
You asked for snouts and hides. We delivered snouts and hides.
I could train a dog to hunt boars. Why should I give you my key?
I'm stumped. Brian's going to have to take this one.
I don't have anything for this one either, aside from threat of physical violence.
Well, I mean, you could press the attack.
Pernicity? How far is he?
He'll get a shot off at you.
I'll risk it.
So you want to charge him?
Yeah, I don't like this guy.
All right. In that case, we're going to have to do a dexterity check to see if you can bolt at him quick enough to catch him unawares before you can call for his guardsmen. The bowman collapses to his knees.
My bows!
And apart from the arrow embedded in Daniel's shoulders, you guys are no worse for wear for the battle. And it does not appear that any of his guards, either in the cellar or up on the walkways, have taken note of the melee that took place under the fortress walls.
Grab his key ring.
Okay. You grab his key ring and also pick up the single key that he had taken off of it, which he identified as having been Weakley's.
Oh, yeah.
I'll grant you some time to search either his body or that of one of his henchmen before you wear out your welcome here and a guard might have it upon you.
You get a henchman, I'll get him.
Getting greedy. I said you could search one.
One each.
Wow.
Go for him.
if you give the players an inch, they take a mile. Fine. One of you can search a goon, and one of you can search him. On his person, you find a handful of silver, his very handsome bow, of course, a quiver of arrows, and a small fleck of emerald that might be worth some money. On his goon, you find a half-eaten chicken bone, or a chicken leg, I should say, and a chipped... do pearls get chipped? I want to say... you find a small pearl in his pocket. So, all in all, for some low-rent forest terrorist and his thug, you didn't do too badly.
Nice.
Do you want to explore the keep anymore, or do you want to make your way back into the forest and head back to Weekly?
I'm good for heading back to Weekly.
Okay.
Go for Weekly.
All right. Upon arriving back at the cave, you see that the treasure chest is still there, but there's no sign of Weekly.
Can we track? Are there prints or...
Other than the prints that you made coming in, you don't see any prints leading into or out of the cave.
Can we just do a check in the cave to try to find him? Is there any hiding spots or...
Yeah,
do
a perception check if you care to. That's fine.
All right, so we get hit with a roll.
Yep. You perceive nothing unusual. The cave is as you left it. There is the hole that where Weekly dug the chest out, the chest, the torch sort of flickering off on a oddly placed sconce at the corner, and no sign of Weekly.
Weekly! Weekly! Come out, wherever you are!
There's not much more to the cave, so your voice doesn't echo very far, and there is no response from Weekly or anyone else.
Well, looks like we just upped the ante on whatever's
in... split!
Exactly.
So I take it you want to try the key on the chest?
I don't see that we have any choice. We have to do this.
All right. So one of you wants to approach the chest and open it with the magical key?
I'm sturdier. I'll do it.
Okay. You walk up to the chest and insert the key in where you imagine the mechanism would be for insertion of a key. And the key slides in.
I'm taking cover, by the way.
Behind one of the small rocks that weren't big enough to smash the chest, I guess.
Okay. Behind the pile of dirt from the hole that was dug to get the chest out.
Fine, take whatever cover you will. The key goes into a magical keyhole that appears and turns, and the chest opens wide. A red glow comes forth from the chest and fills the cave. And next thing you know, you're no longer in the cave. Instead, you're in a dark cellar.
Do we happen to recognize this cellar?
Or dungeon. Doesn't look familiar at all. You see the chains and manacles that don't look like they haven't been used in a while. There's the typical dungeon accoutrements of a bad smell, dripping water, rats and other vermin scurrying about, the conveniently placed bones of long dead prisoners, etc. And a few torches here and there to light the way. And from high up, moonlight seems to be shining down through a barred window.
Is there anybody else in there?
It appears that you're the only ones in this. I should say, it definitely has more the look of a dungeon than a cellar, yes.
Okay.
You seem to be the only inmates.
Do we still have the chest with us?
No.
Are we confined? Or just... we're not locked up?
You're actually in a cell, but the cell door is wide open with bars. So you saw the rest of the room by looking through the... looking out from the cell into the room, and at the far end of the room there are stairs leading up. Basically, it's a square room with a bunch of cells, and over at the far end of the room, the stairs leading up out of the dungeon.
Doesn't seem to be anybody around, Daniel. Care to go for a walk? I'm a bit freaked out. I want to get the hell out of here.
So make for the stairs?
Make for the stairs.
Okay. You,
cautiously. Cautiously.
Of course, of course. You cautiously make your way across the dungeon to the stairs, and then pad your way up as quietly as possible to the top. You get to a landing at the top and find a door that is somewhat ajar, leading out into a much more comfortable-looking chamber. Sleeping over in the corner is an orc guard.
He's a stealthy one. That he's inside the room with us, basically at the exit door.
Correct, yeah. This is basically a little antechamber, a little guardhouse.
Okay.
The orc is sleeping over in the corner near the exit.
Do we know if that exit's locked from the inside?
It does have a lock. It does appear to be closed, but you don't know if it's locked.
I wonder what my chances would be to sneak up behind this guy, stealth style, and give him a little thump on the old orky noggin.
You could give it a go.
Let's do it.
Said he was asleep, right?
Yes.
Should be easy.
Yeah. So just give me a basic stealth check. The fact that he's asleep should give you a bit of a modifier.
Okay.
Okay, you make your way over to the orc, and he is fast asleep, and nothing you do is going to wake him, so you can do whatever you want as far as subduing him.
I want to give him a nice whack on the head, so I grab my little rock-filled pouch that I keep at my side, give it a few Davy and Goliath whirls, and whack at him.
The orc lets out a grunt and just collapses more deeply onto his stool, and he is out for the count.
For the Star Wars fans out there, picture the rancor after he got hit with the game.
Yes. So the orc is now rendered unconscious.
Want to have at that door?
Does he have a key ring?
His key ring is missing.
Does he have a moon key that he clearly pointed out was the key we needed?
No. There is a definite hook on his belt where a key ring would go, but it does appear to be missing.
Door locked?
You approach the door to check to see if it's locked when you hear a voice from above.
Ooh, ooh, dangerous! That was very dangerous! Why did you do that? You might have woken him up and ruined my plan! Oh!
You look up in the rafters to see Geekly swinging from one of the rafters by one arm holding a key ring.
Got a question for you, Gabo.
Geekly, actually. Weekly. Gosh, I never get my name right. What?
Weekly, if you didn't have a key to open the chest, how did you get here?
These and many other questions we can ponder when we're well clear of here, wherever here is. There I was, beating and cursing the chest in frustration, assuming you had run off and weren't going to actually honor your end of the bargain. The next thing I knew, I was in this cell. It just opened up and swallowed me or something. It was weird.
Is there anybody else wandering around here that we should know about, or was this the only guard you've seen?
Just this pig boy here, and he's out cold, it seems. I haven't been outside yet. I was going to make my way over to the door. I was just working up the courage when you came up the stairs and, eased him into a deeper sleep.
Is there a window on this door at all?
Yeah, there's a slide window.
Slides from both sides or just the outside?
From the inside, so if somebody knocks, they can open it up and see who's out there.
Brian, you're probably the only one tall enough to peer out there. You want to take a look? Daniel, I mean.
I'll check.
Okay. This door appears to open into a wide courtyard, and there's a castle or what looks like a big stone building, maybe a small castle on the other side of the courtyard.
Well, at least we're inside.
Yeah, you're in an inner courtyard of a castle. So at the far end of the courtyard, there's a door that leads into the castle with a guard posted on either side.
So relay that. Fill them in. Are the guards alert?
From this distance, you can't tell too clearly whether they're awake or asleep, but they appear to be standing at their posts.
Any indication that there are guards at this door?
Looking to the left and the right, you don't see any guards now.
I say we try it.
Okay, so you're going to open the door?
Still dark out, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You swing open the door. It makes quite the creaking noise. You brace yourselves for the guards to come running at you with their spears, but they don't move. It's walled to your left and right in the courtyard. The only way out of this courtyard, this is kind of a rundown courtyard. There's like a couple of old statues and fountains. It apparently hasn't been kept up in years. If there ever were any other doors or ways in or out there, they've been walled in a long time ago. The only way out of here is the door where the guards are.
Is it wide enough where we could like straddle the perimeter?
Oh yeah, you could sneak around and get right up near the guards.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
What's
Geekly's brilliant plan?
I was more concerned with getting out of that dungeon or whatever it was. I hadn't really put much together beyond that. You're adventurers. What do you have to say? What should we do? Those guards look pretty big, and those spears don't look very friendly.
Do you have any weapon on you, Weekly?
Just my wit!
And that's when Skaggle Ricks and Daniel turn to each other and both say aloud, "Diversion."
Stampede.
So, how do you think we should handle this?
So the only exit's being guarded.
Yeah, there's two guards standing at either side of the door.
It's dark and they're not moving.
Correct.
How loud was that door?
It's a pretty loud creak.
I'm thinking we can sneak up on them. If they're not statues.
I'm thinking the same thing. Do you want to split up, go two on one side, two little guys on one side, one big guy on the other side?
You try sneaking up. I'll follow you within running / striking distance, and he can cower behind us.
Okay. Are we flanking left or right?
You take right, I'll take left.
Okay.
So you're coming at it from either side, is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, letting him kind of lead the way, but like close enough that I can run in if anything goes afoul.
If we're on left and right sides, are we visible enough to each other distance-wise where we can communicate hand signals and whatnot?
You could see each other from across the courtyard, yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to make a stealthy approach and try to get a grasp on the situation here and see if these guys are maybe asleep, maybe get a better idea of what kind of weapons they have, or maybe they could just be statues. I don't know. It seems like we're a little too far away to actually get a good assessment right now. So.
Okay. So you want to do a stealth check?
I want to go up halfway. Am I safe running up halfway?
Yeah, you can get about halfway across the courtyard and then check perception if you want.
Let's do it.
Okay. Okay, the guards are definitely not statues. You see like their subtle movements of their heads as they're just kind of looking around, shifting their weight a little bit. And they're orcs, by the way.
Okay, and they're also close enough where if I attack one, the other one's going to see me, correct?
Yeah, they're on either side of a door, so if you were to engage one, the other would likely... They're both armed with, like, long spears, and they have some short swords at their belt, so they are armed.
All right, well, I want to signal Brian and let him know that, in fact, they are for real. We worked this out earlier.
Okay, yeah, so you give your best Saving Private Ryan, like, hand signals to let him know Tiger Tank, etc.
Exactly.
All right, so you're now aware of the foe before you. What do you want to do next?
How do we proceed, Battlemaster?
Two orcs?
Two orcs.
I like those odds.
You want to take them on and I'll sneak up and get them from behind?
Yeah, I can do that. I will try to be as sneaky as possible, advancing on the one close to me.
Okay.
And then Rick can join from behind.
Okay, so you're going to be in front, but stealthy as possible.
Yeah, I want to get as close as possible before they see.
Okay. We'll need to do a stealth check. I assume yours will not be as likely with all your mail. So, yeah, that does not work. And the guards take note of you approaching and go from just sort of standing somewhat straight up and down to relaxing their stance a little and sort of hefting their spears. And then one of them speaks.
No need to go sneaking around. Come on over to the door if you want to pass through.
Oh, shit. So,
they just know I'm there, right?
Right. Yeah, they don't know I'm there yet.
All right, I'll walk up.
All right.
And I'm going to try to stealth approach a little closer now that they're kind of focused over to the left side. I want to try to make up a little distance on the right side.
Okay. Go ahead and do a stealth check. They're distracted. Okay, so as Brian sort of approaches them openly, you are able to sneak up. They take no notice of you as Brian gets closer.
Awesome.
So, Brian, you're probably still not within fighting range of them, but you can all see each other. And is Weekly, who's he following? He's following Brian, I assume?
Behind me, yeah.
Okay. Now the goblin, the orc, the same orc that spoke before, speaks again.
What's this, a brave shining knight and his little pet? What you want? You want to pass through the door or what?
I'd like out.
At this point, his friend pipes in.
Out, he says. He doesn't even know where he is. You want out? Out's through there. Out's in, in's out.
We're in fucking Wonderland.
Yeah.
This is in Cheshire. What's through the door?
Well, I'm glad you asked, my friend. You're in the Gansomancer's lair, and he means for you to pay him a visit. So, we could sit out here and parley-like, or you can just walk through the door and be rid of us, and we rid of you. I know which one I'd vote for. Oh, and your little pipsqueak friend sneaking up on us can stop all his subterfuge, or whatever it is. We seize him clear as day.
Don't.
All right, and I guess I'm assuming they're talking about me, and they're not talking about.
They look over at you. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna walk over and join Brian then.
Quite the menagerie we've got here. Pass on through, fools.
All right. They step aside and let you just pass right through the door.
What's a Gansomancer?
It's a wizard named after the Nerd's Travaganza. Get it?
Well, no, I mean, like, we're in front of him now, right? You want to see us?
Yes. You enter a richly appointed wizard study with bookshelves and melted candles on skulls and the crystal ball, bats, spider webs, you name it. Anything you may have ever learned about a wizard's lair during your childhood, sitting around the campfire listening to tales, you see here. And sitting on a throne at the far end of the room, reading a book, is a wizard with a tall, pointy hat with no stars on it. It's just black. And his robes are all black, and he's wearing a red looking glass through which he is reading his book. Like a monocle, I should say.
Should we knock?
Well, you walked into the door anyway, so...
But he's not paying us attention.
Well, yeah. Do you want to get his attention?
Who's this?
He rumbles as he looks up from his book and takes off his monocle, looking at you with disdain.
Let's announce ourselves.
It is I, Skagglerix!
And I, Daniel the Smith.
Yes, yes. No need for introductions, Weekly or Geekly or whatever your name is. You visited my keep one too many times at this point. How could you keep falling for that stupid trap?
Oh, I forget, my lord. I get greedy for treasure and I follow your maps and I find myself here in your presence time after time. Oh.
The gods never made a greater fool than this one.
Chuckles the Gansomancer.
So what brings you to my lair?
That stupid trap.
Trap you say, boon I say. For now, here you are.
Listen to the Nerd Stravaganza podcast, where you can join us every week for the latest in entertainment, geek news, etc. And if you like what you heard here tonight, I highly recommend that you check us out on the magical portal known as iTunes.
And if you don't like the portal known as iTunes, you can hop on over to www.nerdstravaganza.com, where you can download the show, stream the show, rate the show, all kinds of cool stuff.
And if you're looking to be trapped in a room with your best friends for all eternity, join us on Facebook. Join our group.
And if you'd just like to sit back and listen to this story and others stream through the airwaves magically, you can hop on over to the Stitcher.
I'm actually quite the...
Wait, I've got my voices all screwed up. How did Geekly sound again?
That was Geekly.
Right. If you like...
Oh boy, I can't even do his voice anymore. Well, Geekly wants you to check out the show too. He's our new mascot. Weekly the Geekly... Or is it Geekly the Weekly? Even in Goblin Persona, I could not get Weekly and Geekly right.
They're like Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
They really are. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed our little impromptu role-playing adventure. On behalf of the Gansomancer, the Mad Bowman, Weekly the Geekly Goblin, what were his two henchmen's name? Dave and Grohl? I don't remember.
No. They are now, though.
Garth and something.
Garf and Barf or something stupid like that. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's episode, and I hope you will join us for more Nerd Extravaganza in the future.
Fare thee well.
Don't take my treasure! Oh.
Fucking Gobbo.
It's Geekly, I mean Weekly. Oh, not Gobbo.
No one knows what it is.
That's the point.